This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The number of Americans collecting disability payments has reached a new high of 11 million. For every 13 workers in the United States, one person collects federal disability benefits instead of working. If a new state were formed with all the people collecting disability checks, it would be the eighth largest state in the country. Federal disability checks are supposed to help those physically incapable of supporting themselves. But it is preposterous to think that all 11 million beneficiaries are unable to work. Americans today are no less able than 30 years ago, and workplaces have become more accommodating of disabled employees. Yet since the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the number of people taking federal tax dollars through disability programs has more than doubled. Each month, there are 100,000 more disability claims than there are new jobs created. Disability awards for heart disease and cancer have roughly the same frequency as they did 30 years ago, but benefits for mental illness have increased 177%. It looks like some able-bodied people may be abusing the system. Disability benefits are funded by payroll taxes. Job-creating employers and hard-working employees are bearing the burden. Each misleading disability claim prevents industrious Americans from being able to support their families. The abuse of the federal disability system hurts more than the workforce. It also hurts the severely disabled, who really are incapable of working. The disability program is on track to go broke in 3 years. When it does, many veterans who were severely wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with other legitimately disabled people, will lose their financial stability. Our elected officials need to reform the system so that the available money can be spent on the truly disabled.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nancy Levant is here as well. Roger Mundy is going to be joining us as well this week, since I was out under the weather last week. Kind of a strange thing. Last week I was doing show prep, and actually I was spending quite a lot of time editing things together the day before, and then two minutes before the show, all of a sudden I started feeling this overwhelming nausea, even to the point where I thought I was going to pass out, and so I finally decided to probably better bail for last week. I don't know what came over me. It kind of stayed with me for most of the day and then subsided the next day. Don't understand what's going on, but I'm alive and kicking, and I'm feeling good today. And by the way, it's the 21st of September, 2013, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot to talk about, but I want to bring up Nancy Levant. Nancy, good morning.
Well, good morning, Darren. I got up this morning, and I was looking at the trees out of my bedroom window, and I see some red in the colors, and I was thinking, God, what a beautiful time of the year, you know, another day in paradise. And then I start looking at the news on the chemtrails, on the Fukushima issue, and it made me heartsick, Darren, just heartsick.
Well, we've been getting bombarded here in southern Michigan. And by the way, folks, if you want to go to the website's governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. I have posted a number of pictures. I meant to mention this a couple of weeks ago. I posted a bunch of pictures up there of the aerosol operations that we've been experiencing here in southern Michigan.
Unbelievable, Darren.
It was a classic case where they have taken perfectly blue skies and sprayed until the, in these, I don't know what you call them, these pillars of whatever they are, keep getting wider and wider and bigger to the point where they literally filled up the whole sky. And this was going on. It's the same old story over and over again. What is it that they're spraying? But they literally turned the sky into an overcast. This went on for, I don't know, how many days would you say? Two or three days
nights? 3 days. I think 3 days solid, day and night.
It was a solid campaign. So I don't know what it is they're doing. This is another thing that you can't get to the bottom of. You know, we're all conspiracy theorists because we talk about it, right? Yet, look up and, you know, when I was a kid, folks, none of this stuff happened. I mean, I would lay on the lawn in the yard and watch the planes go by. And, you know, yeah, they had trails behind them. But you know what? The trails dissipated right away. We had brilliant blue skies.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's difficult a lot of times to look up and see a brilliant blue sky without being marred with the graffiti that comes from the aircraft.
Yeah, Darren, ladies and gentlemen, I actually posted a whole bunch of chemtrail pictures. This was from Geoengineering site, really, really good site, by the way. So there's three articles up there on chemtrails and geoengineering, and so there's new pictures, so take a peek.
Yeah, hey, by the way, Roger Mundy, I think, is with us as well. Roger, are you there? Okay, maybe we don't have Roger. All right, we'll get back to Roger.
All right.
I got a message from the network here. Maybe he's telling me. Okay, he's not here yet. All right, thank you. Okay, so anyway, well, speaking of the environment, and I understand we had another shooting Monday. We'll get to that here shortly. We have a situation right now where Obama, you know, we've played the audio a number of times on the show, where Obama said it was his purpose, it was his plan, it was his goal that under his watch, energy prices would necessarily skyrocket.
Yep.
Okay?
His work.
Because he wanted to cut down on coal. Well, the Obama EPA has issued their rules now. We get this from Investors Business Daily. New rules on power plants will kill coal industry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, at a time when the American people are already up, you know, we have our backs against the wall. All of us are in different stages of poverty. Most of us are. Okay?
Yep.
And these power bills are not going to get any smaller as the supply for electricity becomes more scarce due to these EPA regulations.
Yep.
What's going to happen to our bills? They say the administration has finally released its rules for curbing CO2 emissions from U.S. power plants. Far from being a plan to clean up the environment, it is a plan, it is a roadmap to deindustrialization and poverty. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a mainstream news article source. And they're saying that Obama's plan to regulate EPA coal industry is a roadmap to deindustrialization and poverty. What have we
there
been
you
telling
go.
You that Agenda 21, the purpose of Agenda 21 is to do, ladies and gentlemen, deindustrialize this country. You can see it. I don't know how things are where you live, listener. But where we live, I'm looking at increasingly a crumbling infrastructure here. I look at the roads, which used to be fixed every year. It used to be difficult to drive around in my area every summer because they would have so many road closures. They would close the roads. They would resurface the roads. Then they got to where they were putting tar and peystone down. I guess that was probably cheaper. I hated it. Everybody hates it because those little peystones go up and crack your windshield. You chip your windshield, then you got a repair that you got to get done. Okay? But at least they were fixing their roads. Now we have, well, they're still patching the potholes, but that's about all they're doing. The little hairline cracks, everything. So as soon as winter comes, all that ice is going to get down in there, or the water is going to get down in there. It's going to freeze. It's going to expand when it freezes. Then it's going to create more potholes. What are we going to be looking at when it comes spring, ladies and gentlemen? But see, this is the kind of stuff that's being let go now. And why am I talking about all this? Because I'm demonstrating here to you folks that we, by design, are becoming a third world deindustrialized country. So that we can be made level, the playing field worldwide can be made level with every other third world country.
Darren, let me just cut in, because the UN has said to its member nations that central air is unsustainable.
Yes, it has.
Central heat is unsustainable. Now we have smart meters on our houses that can shut off our power. And now we have necessarily skyrocketing prices.
Well, yeah, and the smart meters are simply I look at these things, I call them Agenda 21 enforcement meters, because that's really what they are.
Yep.
And you do well to bring up the fact that, Maurice Strong said that, current lifestyles of the affluent middle class, including high meat intake, home and workplace air conditioning, all that. I think it was Maurice Strong that said that. He said all that stuff is not sustainable.
Yep.
So, you know, but they can't just say, well, you people in America, you can't use all that stuff anymore. You're not allowed to use that stuff anymore. No. No, the way that they're going to do it here, the American way to do it, is to make it so expensive that you can't afford to use it, that you'll choose to voluntarily cut back.
Yep.
And people are. All right, I'll tell you what. We got to take the first break already. Unbelievable. Time just flies by. But when we come back from the break, we got Roger waiting in the wings. We'll bring him up as well. And we're going to tackle a lot of stuff, folks. We got a lot of territory to cover. By the way, we'll open up the phone lines early today, 800-313-9443. I'd like to get your input later on about the shooting. See what you think about that. We got some information to share on that as well. All right, take a few minutes out. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The autumn leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer. The sunburned hand I used to hold, but since you went away, so not here. Oh, winter song. But now I miss you most of all, my darling. Oh, and autumn leaves start to fall.
Welcome back to the broadcast. That one's for my mother, by the way. She passed away back in 2004, about this time of year. So every time the autumn leaves begin to fall, I think about her. So anyway, by the way, I wanted to say real quickly here before we continue. I want to extend a thanks out to Sam and Trish Britton. They had me as a guest on their show just recently, The Information Corner. And you can get to their website, by the way. The archives are posted there if anybody wants to listen. We just had kind of a nice conversation and got into some areas where we don't normally get into here on Govern America even. Talked a lot about alternative forms of communication in a crisis emergency type scenario. Even got into areas of grief, you know, when you lose a loved one, just different things. So if you're interested, theinformationcorner.com is the website. You got to put the in there. Theinformationcorner.com. And you can listen and check out their other shows as well. So thanks a lot, Sam and Trish. All right. So anyway, now that we got the housekeeping stuff out of the way, Roger.
Yeah.
Roger Mundy is here. Sorry, we had a roadblock for our last week program, but you and Nancy stepped up. Appreciate you guys doing a great job hosting the show last week.
Very great pleasure. We get to do all that, and you get all the blame, so you can't beat it.
No blame at all. I didn't hear one negative comment.
That's good news.
Well, it's amazing, you know, because generally you always have somebody that you can't please everybody all the time. That's one thing I've learned. No matter how hard you may try. So I've just kind of given up trying. But but I appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing there. So anytime you have anything to say, just jump right in, sir.
Well, I was going to make a little comment on this power thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we're looking at, I think, one thing, they have this power outage drill they have planned.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that could very easily be used to justify emergency rationing, and that means smart meters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all theater, like all political power basically is theater.
Oh,
and, right. So we see all these false flag things out on the street and the unemployed thespians foolishly doing street theater. What they've removed is the dignity of the curtain and the bow, where you used to go to the theater, and it's up on stage, you're in the audience, they get done, the curtain closes, and they bow, which they are bending to reality. Well, they've eliminated those things now in order to capture the beliefs of the people.
And, yeah, they've just taken the mask right off. They're not even pretending anymore.
Not even pretending. So,
for most
well,
of
I think they are pretending, but then this is a very strange matrix we're in.
It is.
And the other comment I was going to make about this power thing you mentioned is deindustrializing Agenda 21. You're quite right.
Yeah.
Legally, I think what this is doing, it goes along with the trap. What they are delivering people to is a new legal standing by decree of the empire to be indigenous. That's a restoration legally of this continent, perhaps the world, to direct rule under the empire by conquest. So,
absolutely, Roger.
Yeah, it's just amazing. The times we're in are not boring. They're
just
has to be terrifying,
I could use a little boredom. it's a little too exciting for me.
Oh,
you know, and that's part of the problem with doing this show is that knowing exactly where to dive in and, you know, after a while, you just, your eyes just kind of glaze over and you just have to quit because there's no end to it. You know, years ago, Patriot broadcasters, when they first hit the airwaves, they had fax networks and, different things that they used to try to, spread information and stuff, and they were scrapping and researching and digging for information. Today, we got the opposite problem. We don't need more information. We need actually less. Because I would prefer to have the more than the less, but just sifting through it all. And I think maybe that's part of the strategy. It's to just to overwhelm people and get them to the point where they give up. And I think that that's also the strategy with the negativity a lot of times. And that's why we try to put a positive spin on things. There are good things that happen, folks. And one thing that I do appreciate very much is the overwhelming number of people that are waking up and realizing and seeing this thing for what it really is.
Yeah, and the other side of that two-edged sword, where they hope to instill a sense of fatalism in people, is the fact that seems that people, and I have the impression, it certainly happened to me, that I've lost faith in them. But all that's doing is increasing my faith in God.
Yeah.
And a stronger confidence that whether or not, for example, we all know we're under a death sentence from the day we're born.
We're born, exactly.
So how are they? What are they going to threaten me with, death? Well, I think that what my life is going to be is what I strive for is for the good Lord to say to me, once I do die, well done, O good and faithful servant.
Exactly.
And what they're creating are actually unbendable warriors.
Well,
and
you know,
we will not be defeated.
We can't worry about what the outcome is going to be of this thing. And, you know, if I looked at the circumstances, if I looked at what we have going on before us, the surrounding, the overwhelming odds that we seem to be up against here in this country, I would have given up years ago.
Yes.
You can't look at the circumstances. You can't look at what's going on. All you can do is be faithful to the cause. And if everybody was faithful to the cause, we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in. It's only because people have given up. It's only because people haven't cared. It's only because people have been too self-involved and self-absorbed, making money or doing whatever, that we have become in the situation that we've gotten in.
So, Aaron, folks, you know, you and I talked maybe a week ago, and we were talking about, you know, what people can do. And,
yeah, let's
you know,
talk
and
about what
that,
people can do.
That becomes,
hey, Nancy,
actually very frustrating because
let's take the break here.
Okay,
we'll hold your thoughts and we'll come back to that because people do want to know what to do, and that's a good cliffhanger anyway. So, all right, folks, take bottom of the hour, take the break. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America. Don't go away.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, Darren Wicks, Nancy Levant, and Roger Mundy. As we continue on here, it's the 21st of September, 2013. I'm not sure if I give the date at the top of the hour. But anyway, Nancy, just before going into the break, you were going to tell the folks, people always ask what we can do.
What we can do. Well, here's reality, ladies and gentlemen. It's nobody's job to tell you what you can do. You know what your talents are. You know what your skills are. If you're an artist, have an art show for freedom. If you are a chef or a great baker, have a bake sale for freedom. If you're a writer, write. It doesn't matter what you are. You have free will. And in order to keep that, you need to be in the fight to keep it. And you have many, many talents, many, many skills. Use them. Jump in with both feet and help this fight.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because you know what? I hear from people all the time. In fact, I just got an email from a woman the other day who read one of my articles on News with Views, and she says, yeah, but what do we do about all this? And I've gotten some really nasty emails from another reader at News with Views every time I wrote an article. You guys don't offer any solutions. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking, you know, why is it my job to tell you what to do?
Exactly.
You know,
Darren.
I mean, you got a brain in your head. Figure it out. You know, I mean, if you got money, put a billboard up. Wake people up. I mean, like you said, write a book, paint a picture. I mean, do whatever you have to do, but for God's sake, do something.
Use your God-given skills to the purpose of free will, of not being enslaved under freaks.
Well, what we need are people organizing on a grassroots level, the way, Roger, you did.
Yeah.
You know, you had the Kansas 10th Amendment Society, and you got a lot of things done on a state level. So,
oh, yes, and it affected the federal level, too.
That's right. Explain that to folks, okay, how the states can control the federal government. Because, once again, we have a situation where nobody seems to put this forward as a solution.
Yeah, well, it's an amazing sort of occurrence in American history during the Philadelphia Convention, when they were writing the Constitution. There was a proposal come up, and it divided the whole convention. It nearly ended the convention. And what it was had to do with was the state's power over their delegates they sent to Congress. And those who wanted a truly federal government, and rather than a national government, where the federal government would be an agency, more or less, of the states, were insisting on what was already in the Articles of Confederation, where the states had the power to instruct their delegates to the Articles of Confederation Congress, which means the states had the power to dictate or command their ambassadors to this Articles of Confederation Congress exactly what they would do. Now, that nearly ended the convention, and this whole issue was tabled so they could flesh out the rest of the Constitution. At the end, those smaller states were instructed, the representatives to the CONCON were instructed that they would not yield on this one point, that this power of the states to instruct their delegates in Congress be preserved, or they would withdraw from this convention and the whole thing would fall apart. And so what happened was they ended up drafting one line in this Constitution that no state shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate without its consent. And that was the last clause engrossed in the Constitution. It was the very last one put into the Constitution, because those who wanted to consolidate all power in the federal government had to yield. And it is this one clause, as observed by enemies of the Constitution, like Henry Hazlitt, who called it a rotten borough system, etc. Note, and even some allies to this Constitution, note that it is the single one clause that cannot be amended. It's in the amending section of the Constitution.
Unless they scrap the whole Constitution.
Yeah, right.
Which, you know, we're seeing a number of attacks right now, and this has been going on, as you know, for years, to scrap the whole Constitution. The idea that, well, you know, they're not following the Constitution, so we need to change the Constitution, which doesn't make any sense.
No.
Because if they're not... If you're going to change the Constitution, no matter what you change the Constitution to, if they're not following it, they're not following it. So what good is a CONCON, a constitutional convention, going to do? This is more of the idiocy. But see, these very slick marketers push this stuff, and they've got plenty of funding. You know, the American Legislative Exchange Council and some of the entire establishment are behind them.
Association, all of them, 1313s. Yeah. So what happened was, they did was not talk about it, but what happened in the first Congress when they had closed-door sessions and they were considering the Bill of Rights, because when they went out to the ratifying conventions, those who wanted a confederation rather than a consolidation went out and did battle in the ratifying conventions and finally got enough states, as they ratified the convention, the Constitution, to put in a provisio in the ratifying documents that they preserved to themselves the right to basically secede. And with that in place, you had this debate over the First Amendment in the first closed-door session in Congress, whether or not to include stating openly the right of instruction. And they didn't want it in there. The majority wanted an empire over this country where it'd be completely under their own power. But one intrepid member of Congress sent to the various state legislatures this idea that their representatives were going against the state's powers. And so certain other members rushed back to their states. They were called back to their states who were trying to explain away this thing. And it was a very near miss here. We nearly got it stated openly in the Bill of Rights that the people had the right to instruct their representatives in Congress, even because the Consolidationists had already had a defeat in the final clause in Article 5, which is the state's power to instruct their representatives through the Senate. Now, that stands, and it cannot be amended. The 17th Amendment does not amend this power. All it can be construed to amend is the mode of election of senators. So, this is what I've been instructing the state legislatures in Kansas, and there were certain efforts to put this in place, and those who attempted to put it in place were removed from office, or their offices were changed to the broom closet or such, because this is a direct threat to the monopoly of control. And once the people come to understand that they actually have this power, and they do, de facto, then the inspiration for James Madison, David Hume, who is the leading light in the Scottish School of Enlightenment, said, if the people ever came to believe that they had the power of instructing, then every monarchy in Europe would fall, and that all of it would become a pure republic. And my comment is, what a nightmare that'd be.
Exactly.
And so
the tools, the bottom line is, folks, we have the tools. We have the tools. They're laying there in wait. I think it's time for us to use them. Huh? Way past time. All right, I'll tell you what. We got the break already. We'll take the break. When we come back, we're going to continue. Got a drill going on right now, by the way, at Reagan National Airport. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us. This is Governed America.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
We're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant, and Roger Mundy here. As the afternoon goes very quickly, actually it's morning here, but it'll be afternoon very soon. Before the break, I'd mentioned that we have a full-scale emergency preparedness exercise going on at Reagan National Airport, apparently right now. This thing was supposed to start. Actually, I guess it's supposed to be finishing up here pretty soon. But it's kind of interesting. Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority say Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport will hold an emergency preparedness exercise on Saturday, September 21st from 8:30 a.m. to approximately noon. And they would be on, I guess they would be on Eastern time. So they say a simulated aircraft accident will test the airport's emergency response while providing hands-on training to airport and airline staff, hospitals, local jurisdictions, and other emergency personnel. During the exercise, emergency personnel will respond as in a real emergency, including the use of sirens, firefighting equipment, and helicopters. By the way, they say the event's not open to the public, but I wonder if they have the crisis actors there. Seems like they always have the crisis actors. And the only reason I bring this up is just another illustration, folks, that we always have to be on edge. We always have to constantly have drills anymore. What do we do? What did we do before we had all these drills? How did we survive? You know, so anyway.
Very well, thank you. Yes.
That's one thing. And then we have another thing. Roger mentioned the fact that we have this GridX 2 simulated takedown of the power grid scheduled for November 13th to 14th. Now, we like to talk about this because we know how these drills tend to have a tendency to go live. This is a simulated power grid failure, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if everything goes the way they say it's going to go, then there's not going to be any problems. But I think everybody needs to be aware of this in light of the fact that I doubt the media said one word about it. And I think that if everybody is expecting it, you know, a possibility, everybody's prepared for the possibility of a grid takedown, it's a good idea being prepared anyway. Because we never know at what point when the grid might really go down. And we've talked a lot on this broadcast and in print about the chaos that such an event would cause society and people, the disruption to life, in fact, the absolute chaos and social unrest that could ensue in the cities especially.
Well, and Darren, the other thing that is disconcerting about this drill in November is that the group that is running the drill, that it's all-inclusive. It includes DHS, it includes FEMA, it includes many, many, many businesses. It's a very big deal, and responders. But the group that's running this has said that they really don't know if they pull the plugs, and you have to understand, this is an international project here. It's Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. And what they're saying is, since they've never done this before, they don't know if they can just pull it right back up after 2 days.
Well, and I think it's important to know. I don't know that they're even planning on taking it down. According to what they say, they're not even planning on taking it down. This is supposed to be simulating a knockout blow to the power grid. But, folks, they've been trumpeting the possibility of a foreign entity hacking in. They're talking about cybersecurity issues with China and other countries. And, you know, we haven't been making a whole lot of friends worldwide here. The United States government hasn't. Anyway, so just to be forewarned is to be forearmed. That's what we're saying here. That's really why we're not here to try to scare anybody, but we do want to mention this stuff when we come across it because we want you to be prepared.
Yep.
And that's the point. There's other things going. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to make one comment. You know, when I talked about instruction, that's the political power. It's the second power of the triarchy of trialectic powers that all people have. Number one is the most important thing, and it's in 2 Thessalonians. In all things give thanks. And what you do when these terrible, horrible things come upon you, give thanks and praise to the Lord. What you're doing is you're recognizing Him as sovereign, as the King. And once you give these thanks, give commands to those demons that plague you to report back to their father. The results of their best efforts was to produce praise for God. Okay? Now, this can deliver you into a victorious mentality.
Well, this definitely is a spiritual battle. And, you know, if you doubt that, folks, some of the stuff we're going to be talking about here in a second just kind of reiterates that. But first, I wanted to bring this up. Did you know that the United States government almost nuked North Carolina back in, I guess it was 1961? this talk about telling the truth later on, much later on after the fact, this is a declassified document that the Guardian out of the UK, once again, foreign media listeners, telling us what's going on in our own country. But they say a U.S. nearly detonated atomic bomb over North Carolina, secret document says. Says a secret document published in declassified form for the first time by the Guardian today reveals that the U.S. Air Force came dramatically close to detonating an atom bomb over North Carolina that would have caused 260 times more powerful, would have been 260 times more powerful than the device that devastated Hiroshima. Now, the document, obtained by the investigative journalist Eric Schossler under the Freedom of Information Act, gives the first conclusive evidence that the U.S. was narrowly spared a disaster of monumental proportions when two Mark 39 hydrogen bombs were accidentally dropped over Goldsboro, North Carolina, on January 23, 1961. The bombs fell to Earth after a B-52 bomber broke up in midair, and one of the devices behaved precisely as a nuclear weapon was designed to behave in warfare. Its parachute opened, its trigger mechanisms engaged, and only one low-voltage switch prevented untold carnage. So we've got these reports coming out here about how the United States is moving weapons from Texas to South Carolina. We've got plans for a FEMA 3 emergency crisis in Region 3 in the United States. We ought not be moving these things around all over the place is the point. You know, back, I remember a couple of years ago now? They loaded some nuclear weapons, I think 9 nuclear warheads, in Barksdale Air Force Base, and they were transporting them to Minot Air Force Base for some purpose, you know. And I'm a little fuzzy now on the details, but I talked about it. We were on a different network back then. That's how long ago it was. I think it's right around 2007, if I remember right. But they loaded up 9. They loaded up 9, and I think there were a couple of them missing when they got to the destination or something. And this was when Bush and Cheney were in office. Where did the additional nukes go? I'll have to dig up that story and talk about it again.
Well, it's really... And Lindsey Graham, you know, who is just itching for a war with Syria, he came out and said something about either Syria or Iran, that they could end up bombing Charleston Harbor. Really, really bizarre thing. But you had this black ops transfer of these nuclear weapons from Texas over to South Carolina, and then Lindsey Graham comes out and says, well, we could have a bomb go off in South Carolina. A nuke.
Yeah. These people are monsters, they're evil, and they want war. And I don't think they'll stop at anything to get it. So everyone needs to be aware of the Hegelian dialectic in this, in my thinking. And so anyway, we're out of this hour already. Hour number 2 is straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.